Good morning, Rakhidim Chayil Mechil Shabbos. We're learning a Klal Yodal, a Simen Tezvov. So the Chayilim discusses a scenario where a person has a hole in his chavis and he wants to take a piece of a rag, a piece of cotton, something of that sort, and stick it into the hole and slip up the hole. The concern is, of course, is as he does this, the cloth absorbs the liquid, and as he's forcing the cloth into the hole tightly, some of the liquid is going to squeeze out. So it's a psikresha. Assumption is that it's a psikresha that he's going to be doing the act of skita. Now, if he's discussing water, he does the act of skita. As he does that, he squeezes out water, he's doing malabin. But if he's dealing with other liquids, not where malabin does not apply, wine, oil, fruit juices, with possibly the exception of white wine, maybe it's like water. There is a penya of the taz that white wine is like water. But if it's any other liquid, so the malabin is irrelevant. But is there a concern of schita? So there's a very strong possibility that if a person squeezes this in and he's pressing it in, some liquid which comes out doesn't go to the ibud, it goes back into the barrel, it goes back into the container. In that situation, our argument until now is not considered dosh skita because the liquid goes to the ibud, does not approximate the act of the mice of disha, but over here the liquid does not go to the ibud, the liquid is not being wasted, the liquid is going to be reabsorbed back into the barrel as you squeeze it out of this pekak, this stopper that you're making out of cloth. So that's going to be a problem. That would be the dash of mafarik, like we've been saying until now. And that's going to be an issur d'oraisa. Person squeezing out the liquid. He plans to use the liquid. He's going to drink the liquid. So it's a psikresh of the nichole. Psikresh of the nichole is considered a malach of d'oraisa. Even the person is not actively trying to do that. He's doing just trying to stop up the hole. But he's very happy that some of the liquid, which then is released, goes back into the barrel, and he can use it. So it's pikreshet to nichole. If it's the hole is on the side, and he's stuffing it in, the chances are much more probable that it's going to flow out of the barrel downwards, as opposed to, let's say, the top higher up in the barrel, where it's going to flow into the barrel. So a scenario where it's lower down, that shouldn't be a problem, but we have to make sure that it goes to the ibud. So Chayyam says the following, Asul ha'adik muchen, person cannot take muchen. Muchen were soft pieces of cloth, usually with chopped up garments which are used, that's called muchen. Fi ha'pach, kashulach, you can't put it into an opening in the klicheris, in the earthenware container. When there's liquid there, mishum schita, If the cloth is wet, there's a problem with skita in the cloth. The chavis has this stopper which is made out of cloth, flax. As a person is person opens up the stopper, takes out the liquid that he needs, puts the stopper back in. As he's putting the stopper back in, we have a concern that he might be doing a skita. So he can't have a kli underneath to catch the liquid. Because if he does have a kli, he's doing the skita of dosh. He's squeezing out. As he puts it in, it pinches the cloth and squeezes out the liquid which is there, which goes into a container which he can then use. So it is the malacha. Of dasha mafarik in that situation. But if there's no container there where the liquid comes out, it goes onto the ground, it gets lost, it's useless. By doing so, was afilo nischer mehayayin ki mashalach liibud eno doy maladosh. Even if some of the wine squeezes out as he puts this piece of this bundle of cloth into the hole, even if some wine speaks out, but it's going to be a halach libra, there's no clean that could catch it. So we said when what the person is doing has no halach libra, it does not approximate the act of the mice of dosh. It's going to be mutter. This touches on the sugya psikreshes on nichalim, which he spoke about a long time ago. We're going to touch on it again just to clarify some points. Meanwhile, have a good day.